You know, modern Christians have these sort of things. And I'm between the old and the new, and the younger Christians don't actually wear ties, but the older ones do. So I do both. I have an open shirt and a tie, so I'm keeping everybody very happy. I've been a Christian for 60 years. Does that shock you or surprise you? Do I look like that? I suppose maybe I do. I feel like it at times. 60 years ago, I was brought up in a very non-Christian family. Weekends in those days were taken up with alcohol rather than drugs. Lots of people suffered that way. And my whole family ethos was that. And I was sent out to work on a building site. And just when I left school in those days, I just stopped primary education at 14. And actually went out to work on a building site as a message boy, and the boy who sort of made the tea. And then I served an apprenticeship there as a joiner. But during that time, a faithful Christian actually witnessed to me about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I committed my life to Christ. That's around the age of 16 or thereabouts. And started to move with God, because believing in Jesus is your starting point. It's not a vague starting point to become a Christian. There is a point in time where you commit your life and your faith to Jesus Christ. And this, he is the way, the truth, and the life. In fact, the Bible says there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So if you don't know Jesus this morning, what a morning to start. I'm greatly refreshed to be asked to say a personal word about Jesus, because, you know, when you preach around for a lot of years, sometimes you can forget this personal element, and I'm really pleased to be able to tell you how I became a Christian. So that's how it started off, and then I got involved in a lot of things that Duncan's getting involved in in those early days. And then I went for some Bible training and got into various occupations around the northeast of England. We came here in 69, and I've been rolling around like a bad penny since, around various churches, annoying them, upsetting them, trying to keep myself right and everybody else. But the calling was to take up ministry. Not everyone is called to do that, but if you are, then follow it through. Difficult thing, be very careful that you're doing the right thing, because ministry, pastoral work, is a very complex thing in these days. Particularly in our country we're called to love all people, whether they're outside the country or in the country. God loves the world, so that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And as Christians today, we must love all men, but we must keep very clear that the way to God is through Jesus. That's so vitally, vitally important. And so it is in those 60 years, we've seen quite a lot of changes. Younger Christians have actually are coming up, and those of us who have been around for a while, we've a job understanding you, but you have a job understanding us. And so there must be a gelling. A church is not just made up of young people or older people. It's a whole mix of a whole body of people moving together. And that's so vitally important for those of us who are older to lean back a little bit, and young people to lean back a little bit and make the flow that way. And so it is. What am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the end of the world. Because when the end of this world comes, God's going to have a new world. You see, sometimes we talk about the end of the world and glow, the end has come, the doom has come. What a load of rubbish. God has every intention of changing this system through Jesus. And we long that people should get on board, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved, because big things are ahead for those who want to be in the kingdom of God. And I hope and pray very much this morning that you will. Now, I know my time's running out, so listen to this. After I was converted on the building site, I went to a local Baptist church and was baptized there, and moved out in a lot of those circles, having been the privilege of being to India. and other outreaches like that in Scotland and Ireland. And I just stand before you today as one who has proved Jesus over those years. So in all those 60 years, things have changed, the country has changed, Christians need to keep their feet firmly established in Jesus. One of the lighter things was whether Christians should wear ties or no ties, but more serious matters that we cope with, we have to turn to Jesus about them. The big disappointment to older Christians is the same-sex marriage thing today, where we've been used to seeing biblically that a man and a woman walk down the aisle. Very, very difficult to see a departure from the Bible and to see two men or two women adopting children and all the rest. We need to have a very, very firm footing in the Bible and faith in Jesus. To move through whilst loving everybody, no matter what their creed or colour, love all men, but remember the way to God is clearly demarked through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not there this morning, what a great morning to come to know him, whom to know is life eternal. Thank you.